Hi, everyone. Good evening. I realize I'm between you and beers, so we'll try to keep this engaging. We'll focus more on demos, and we'll hopefully you'll get something out of this. I'll be selfish, and I'll state my objectives up front. I hope to get you excited about Video AI and Video Indexer, and I hope that you will sign up and try it out today. And over the next 15 minutes or so, I hope to give you a quick overview of what's possible with Video Indexer and what's possible with Video AI. But let's just start with, why do you need Video AI, right? Why today? Well, really, if you look at it, the amount of video content that's out there is growing exponentially. It's just one data point is, in 2020, in just about a month, you will have about 7.2 billion DVDs worth of content, video on demand content as video traffic, internet traffic. So this is one data point. And you can see that, you may think, hey, the applications for video is related to maybe if I'm working in the news industry, or if I'm there in sports and in entertainment, or in sports. Hey, if it's a news organization, I want to get to the news content that I'm interested in, or if it's entertainment, for example, Netflix, I want to get to my TV show and a specific incident in the TV show. But really, the applications of video span several industries, and you can see the growth in video content is pretty staggering across different industries. So let's take the example of retail. So what if you could ask the question around, hey, did this person enter this store twice today? If so, I want to alert a customer service rep so that I can improve conversion in my store. You can think about in government agencies, for example, hey, how many people are crossing this intersection on a daily basis? Or even transcribing court proceedings and so on, making it available to all your citizens. And for example, surveillance. What if you could ask the question on, like, who were the people in this parking lot yesterday? And public safety, we have all of this body cam footage that we're gathering. How can we get more intelligent information out of it? So the gist is, regardless of the industry that you're in, you can get really powerful business insights by processing your videos. And given the growth rate of videos, manually processing it is almost not an option. And that's where the power of Video AI comes in. So across the board, you have sort of three key needs for the customers that we've surfaced based on talking to our customers. One is around improving discoverability of your content, or searching through your content, whether it's one video or across a content library, and doing this in an intelligent way. Second is around enhancing user engagement, so presenting more relevant content, if it's a customer-facing application, and also being able to increase the content, the value of your content. So, for example, the retail situation that I highlighted, or if you're able to do more targeted advertising using the insights that you gather from your video. And we want to do this, as I highlighted before, in a way that doesn't take up as much time manually, right? One is, given the amount of content that's growing, one, we can't keep up with it. Second is, it's also error prone. So what if I was able to take my video and pull out who's there in the video, where did they appear, and also get keywords on it, and then a sentiment of the video over time? Well, we're super excited about Video Indexer, which is a product that we announced yesterday. You can make your content more discoverable. You can improve engagement in your apps. You can create intelligent apps easily. And you can trigger workflows and automate processes based off of the insights that you're gathering. So, and all of this is available through simple APIs. And we'll go over some of the examples of the APIs. And an easy-to-use portal at vi.microsoft.com. So that's a site I hope you go to and check out today and sign up. And also embeddable widgets, where you can get instant value by taking the insights and embedding it into your apps. Okay? So let's get started with just a quick demo to experience this product. So I'm actually going to use the video from yesterday's keynote to demonstrate this.
Code on screen, developer conferences, this is so, pre-web. And we were so excited about Windows NT coming out and the birth of client-server.
Okay.
And I think the slide was all
so,
about connecting
what
to an
if
SNA.
You could say, hey, I'm really interested in when Harry Schaum was there in the video. I could do that. And you can see that it tells me all of the people that were there in the video, and then also tags names for the people that it identifies. And if it doesn't tag the name, you can actually go ahead and add it. So in this case, it doesn't tag Abe, so I can add Abe's name. And it'll remember. I can go to exactly the time point in the video where Harry was there. And it'll also give me a transcript of who spoke what when. And I can translate it into 8 different languages. It also gives me keywords based off of the transcript that you saw, and also text that's printed on the screen. So for example, in this case, I clicked on bots, and you can see that it's pulling out bots from the screen, printed text on the screen. It also gives you a sentiment over time. And this is just, I'm just scratching the surface in terms of what it does. It actually gives you a lot more insights, and I'd encourage you to go to the site to actually learn more about it. So in the interest of time, I won't thumb through every one. So that's great. We can extract insights from one video. Now, what if you have a library of content, right? What does it mean? Well, the answer is you're no longer limited to searching by, say, title and descriptions and so on. You can search for, say, security, and let's say I want to search for Scott as the person. Boom. So it tells me exactly the time instances in the video where the phrase security occurred. It also tells me whether it was pulled from the transcript or whether it was printed on the screen. So you can imagine how this improves search and discoverability if you have a large content library, right? Okay. Now, that's about improving search and discoverability. Let's switch and look at how you can build applications on top of this. So here I can take the widget, both the insights widget that you see on the right-hand side, and I can embed it into my application. So we have this iframe that you can take and you can put into your app right away. So you can get instant value. Same thing, you can take the player and embed it into your app as well. So super easy for you to get started and hit the ground running. Okay? So that's about building applications. And I'd encourage you to check out the API documentation page by going to vi.microsoft.com to learn more. The other thing is, let's say, curating and publishing your content. Okay, great, so you have a transcript. What if I wanted to edit the transcript, or if I wanted to generate a highlight reel from the keynote, right? So I can click on this guy here, edit button, it'll take me to this curation experience. And let's say I want to put together a demo or a highlight reel where I'm capturing everything related to cognitive, right? Different occurrences of cognitive. So it's going to take the whole video and it'll give me the pieces. So it took an hour long video and then I was able to generate a quick highlight reel of about a minute with just a few clicks of a button, right? I can edit the transcript if I want. I can also choose, you know, whether I want to expose the OCR content or not, and so on and so forth. So short, this is, you can take this and you can gather insights from your videos, you can curate it, and then you can publish it, and you can embed it into your apps. Okay? And here is a quick gist of the insights that you can pull from your video, from audio transcript to the faces to printed text, which is visual text recognition, translation, moderation of content, which is detecting unwanted content, and so on. Right? Now, let's talk about APIs a little bit more. So they were a pretty easy to use set of APIs that'll return back all of the insights that I showed in the previous frame. And you can use it in different modes. You can just index, or you can index and translate. You can also search, and you can stream as well through the portal. Just to give you a flavor for what the API output looks like, it's a JSON output. And in this case, I'm looking at the face portion of it. It'll tell you, hey, this is the ID for the face. It'll detect the name if it finds a match in the celebrity database. It'll also tell you the timestamps where this particular person occurred. Okay. Let's move to topics. So these are the keywords. Same thing. What is the keyword? And then the start and end times for the keyword. And then sentiment over time as well. And then you have the insights widget that I showed before that you could just take and embed into your application directly. And the other thing that I want to highlight here is the insights widget is configurable in the sense if you just want to expose a particular set of insights, you can do that. So if you just wanted to only show faces, you can do that. So pretty powerful set of capabilities that'll help you make your content more discoverable, improve engagement with your videos, helps you create intelligent apps easily, and build workflows on top of the insights that you've gathered. So that's Video Indexer in a nutshell. I also want to talk about another product that we have, which is video AI related, called Azure Media Analytics. So these are individual processors. So for example, we have the ability to just extract the transcript, or do just face detection, or redact a particular face, and so on. So in the interest of time, I'm not going to talk about this in more detail. But if you're curious and if you want to learn more, I'd encourage you to go check out aka.ms/media analytics. So with that, any questions? Sure. What is it? So it's stored in Azure storage. Yep.
No, data lake's fine. Azure data lake's fine.
No. It's stored in Azure storage. It's not stored in data lake.
Can I use data lake? Could I use it?
Yeah. If you want to store your data in data lake, you can just gather the insights using this tool and then store your data in data lake.
The search catalog that builds up, where is it stored? Is it in the log storage tool?
So we're using Azure Search as the search capability. In the yep, you can take the JSON output and plug it into any other search if you want.
Great. Gotcha.
Yep.
And does it work with audio only?
Yeah. You can do audio only.
Yep.
Thank you.
Maybe you index certain things. So is there a mega you just open to
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Provide more metadata
to the video. So there's a couple of ways you can do it. One is if you have your own metadata, you can aggregate it and then give it to the search query or the search index. So you can take the metadata from Video Indexer, you can take your own custom metadata and then plug that into search if you want to do that. Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? So right now we're in free public preview. The great thing is you can try it out for free. We'll be ready with pricing probably later on this year in a few months. So quick call to action. I want you to sign up for Video Indexer today and try it out. Watch the breakout session where we have more details on this. So I have John and Milan here from the product team. So Milan gave a great presentation yesterday with Ohad, who's another member of the product team. So I'd encourage you to check out that. Any questions, contact the support email here. And if you want to learn more about other cognitive services, for example, so this is in the vision category. You have cognitive services that are related to language, speech, and so on. I'd encourage you to go to azure.com/cognitive to check out the breadth of cognitive services that we have. We have more than 29 different services today. Sure. This is
a video index.
Sure. It's there on the web as well at bi.microsoft.com. Thanks. Okay, hopefully you're excited about Video Indexer as much as we are, if not more, and hopefully you'll try it out today.
Thank you.
Thank you.